The red carpets are out. The annual duel is on between elite international films and Hollywood's big guns. Oh, and a giant dancing panda. It could only happen in the south of France, where the Cannes Film Festival is unspooling as we speak. Charles Ely has been soaking up the French sun for a week or so now. Oh, and also covering Cannes for the Austin American Statesman newspaper in Texas. And he joins us now from just off the red carpet. Welcome, Charles Ely.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So first bit of business here, Cannes or Cannes?
Well, most people over here say Cannes, believe it or not.
They say Cannes.
Cannes.
Like can-can.
Like sort of a can-can or maybe a can of Coke.
Okay, so all of those of us who over here, especially on NPR, have been calling it Cannes all this time?
It's a little bit pretentious when you get over here and everybody says Cannes. So. I know, I don't mean that'll be you.
Now, you've just come out of a screening of the big Hollywood movie this year at Cannes, Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. I'm so excited for this. How was it?
It was good. I had expected it not to be as good as it was. But the fact of the matter is that critics don't matter on this film, and it's going to do well regardless of what they say.
Palais is the main movie theater at Cannes, right?
Yes, it is. The Palais is the main theater where they have all the big screenings. That's where the red carpet is. When you see Penelope Cruz walking up the red carpet, that's where she's headed.
Oh, I really don't care about Penelope Cruz. I care about Harrison Ford. So the man is 66 years old. He's still running and jumping and crashing. And may I say, he looks fine doing it.
Yes, he does. I asked that question of him at a meeting yesterday with him. And from the trailers, you might think that he's sort of spoofing his age and everything and is very self-aware of it. But he's actually not. The movie takes place 20 years later from the last Indiana Jones movie, and he's simply aged 20 years. And he still is fit, and he still looks good, and he still is Indiana Jones.
I love that you're, you know, hanging out with Harrison Ford and all the big stars. Who else have you been talking to? Big names? Drop them.
Okay. Penelope Cruz this morning, Woody Allen, James Toback, who did the Tyson movie, one of the most interesting movies I've seen so far. Let's see, George Lucas.
And are these people on like a PR script, or do you really get a sense of them?
Depends on the person. George Lucas is very much in control of what he says. Angelina Jolie, believe it or not, strays from the script. It was funny. I was in this room talking with Angelina Jolie with... There was a guy from China, Chengdu province, the home of the panda where they had the earthquake.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a Swedish guy and a Swiss guy and a guy from Africa. And at any rate, all they wanted to do was ask Angelina about her babies or you know, Darfur or China quake. You know, it was very frustrating for him, I'm sure.
Damn that news. Let us get back to entertainment.
Yeah.
One other little thing. This is a film festival, right? There are like movies and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Besides all of the silliness. What's the best movie you've seen so far, Charles Ely?
Well, it's a Turkish movie from a director named Nuri Ceylan, I believe is how you pronounce it. It's called Three Monkeys. This guy is really good and well-known over in Europe, and a lot of film snobs really love him. And I really had never loved one of his movies before, but this one really blew me over.
What's it about?
It's about politics and suspense and a family that buys into a lie and sees itself on the verge of destruction.
The audiences there at Cannes are famous for not holding back, hissing, booing. What's gotten the most hisses so far?
I suspect the biggest hiss I've heard was for a movie last night called Service. It's a Philippine movie. And it's about a family that's disintegrating and lives in a multi-story porno house where gay people congregate at night and have sex.
Why is it so bad?
It goes nowhere. It has no point.
Charles Ely, you've been going to Cannes for what, a decade?
About, yeah.
What's it like to be a critic there?
I enjoy it immensely. It's tiring, but I know that people who complain about being in Cannes and being tired usually get a lot of rotten eggs thrown at them.
Charles Ely, the man in Cannes for the Austin American Statesman. Thanks for talking to us.
Oh, thank you very much for calling.